Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emacs the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
That tribal war cry. And listen, people, that song kind of speaks for itself. And with everything else that's going on, it's unfortunate that that song still has a little bit of relevance. Thank you all. Wow, phone lines are filling up at Al Porter Man in the Street, Chapter 8, Verse 39. For those sending in music or anything like that, you can send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for music activism and news. You can also Facebook Black House Sounds Open Mic. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. For those who are listening live to Blog Talk Radio, .com, and you're tuned in to Lake City Radio, we appreciate it, but you can feel free to dial up 646-478-0944 like the other brave people on the phone line. You could also Facebook Joseph Motley, J.R. period. The YouTube channel is Joseph P. Motley Jr. and Joseph Motley Jr. I'll give you three very quick disclaimers. All right, this will make a little bit of sense once I do. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Lake City or Blog Talk. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can until a lot of phone calls come in. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back and press one. Now, Let me give you a top 10 in certain things that might have happened in, we will say, music and entertainment. Starting out at number 10, it's the I'm the Whistleblower movement. More on that in just a little while. Number 9, you could Facebook the Future Kids Halloween Treat Party, which is coming up this coming Saturday. Number 8 is you can Facebook 216 True School Hip Hop. More on that in just a little while. That's debuting, as well as what just debuted beforehand. Number 7, the 50-year anniversary celebration of Cleveland State University Black Studies Program, which was last Saturday at the Student Center Ballroom. Number 6, debuting Facebook 2019 Stiletto Boss Awards. That's happening Saturday, October 19th from 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Manor Party Center at 24111 Rockwell Drive in Euclid, Ohio, 44117. Women in the community will be honored. Number 5, you could Facebook, debuting also the Purple Royalty 50th Birthday Bash. Jay Price from Headlines and Headaches over on voiceitradio.com. It was held yesterday at the Knights of Columbus, Granger Road. Number 4 debuted. It was Facebook Impeach, Get on the Overpass for Oversight. That happened last Wednesday on West 112th, the overpass. Now, this is interesting. Number 3, you could, big jump. Facebook to the BidWiz Tournament, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's fundraiser, Motorcycle Club's Congressional 11th District Candidate, Laverne Jones Gore, Black Man's Army, African History Museum, Man in the Street, played the Black Man Army soundtrack. I got a chance to play some Grand Wizard Johnny Orr and the Sorcerer Crew and some MC Chill. Look it up. Along with a lot of you youngsters out there don't know who any of those names are. I got you. It's a younger person's world. Number 2, the big jump. You could definitely Facebook the Hip Hop Culture, which was last Friday night with DJ Jack the Ripper at the Navy Lounge Entertainment. And the number 1 entertainment package that happened, and when I say it was entertaining, they had free food, hors d'oeuvres, you could eat heavy, dessert, some of the best coffee I've ever tasted. And for 42 minutes of pure entertainment, it was the State of the City Address by Mayor Frank G. Jackson, where, with crime being so prevalent and an issue, 42 minutes, one of the things that Mayor Frank G. Jackson let us know how he was going to deal with crime was that the Opportunity Corridor Project is coming through. Wow, there's more disconnect there than a person who's 3 months behind on their electric bill or gas bill, but that's my opinion. I'm going to go to the phone line shortly, but I guess I should tell people that if you choose to, you can check out Life Obstacles Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Art McCoy Radio Show Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, MC Chill Talk Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM or www.newstalkcleveland.com. Also, you can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. Period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. There is a Twitter for Alfred Porter Jr. 1. That means number 1. Also, Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio. And while I'm doing things, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. Tomorrow, Big Shakespeare is taking over. I want to let people know, October 19th, 2019, 216 True School Hip Hop Ballhead Fred presents Semi, the real Riff Raff, and Malik X of Live from the Garage. The doors open at 7 p.m. The show starts at 8:30 p.m. $5 cover at the door. You can cash app $FREDDIEMCGHEE, and that's at the OPN, Oppressed People's Nation headquarters at 16379 Euclid Avenue. Hey, Rumors of the demise are definitely untrue. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go so far as to say that some of the ones who are putting out those rumors, they seem to be definitely under demise. I'm going to go to the first phone caller who's so patient at the 216-804. How are you doing out there? 216-804. 216-804 going once. 216-804 going twice. So, I am so glad that you didn't hang up on me because you took that number three rule very, very seriously, and I appreciate it because, like I said, you know, some of you all might not want to talk, but I'm going to come to your phone line anyway to see what's on your mind. So, if you're watching, let's see, Dancing with the Stars or Monday Night Raw or any type of baseball playoff or anything like that, I appreciate you for taking your time to tune in and listen, and I appreciate that. You might just have some bad children running around in the background that you got to get on. Anyway, I would like to say a couple of Mondays ago, I was invited out by the East Lake Republicans, Dale Fellows, his wife Nancy Fellows was running for mayor of Willoughby Hills. Alex E.R. invited Man in the Street, Art McCoy, Donna Walker Brown, Inner City Republican Movement, Governor Mike DeWine, and I spoke to him, and I was very, very glad to say that I got a chance to talk to him about the fact that he definitely had said in the very beginning, 137 shots, it was systemic failure, which gave a lot of people a lot to go on. I believe it helped add on to the dissent decrees presence and a few other things like that. And so with that being said, I just appreciated being able to chop it up with him on that. And he said, well, I'll tell you something. Did I lie? And no, he didn't. Enjoyed the pizza, pasta, tenderloin, salad, pork, beverage, all kind of stuff. I would like to also say that as I get things out of here and let people know what's going on, two announcements of things that are happening that I better get to. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Those Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are every Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. Community Ministries is Sundays at 10 a.m. Youth and Family Marriage Counseling by appointment. Pastor Ernest Harris, 216-835-9704. Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Grief Support, Judy Martin at 216-990-0679. Funerals and or repasts under 100 people, inquire at 216-280-3580, 216-253-4070, or 216-804-7462. Floral arrangements by Maddie B's Flowers at 216-334-9820 or 216-761-4895, which leads into the fact that at this coming Wednesday's meeting, we do have the petition for end arbitrators' bias in favor of police. Due to persistent arbitrators' bias in favor of police in their deciding the outcome of those officers' treatment of citizens, the public, we the underlying advocate that state-supported local contracts no longer allow arbitrators to have exclusive authority to make the decision when those officers kill unarmed human beings. That was from the Committee for Social Justice. I appreciate them for what they do. I'm going to go to a 702 area code with a 609. I don't know how any bill collectors found out where I was located on a Monday, but that's all right. 702-609, how are we doing out there on this Monday evening?
Oh, I assure you this is not a bill collector. Instead, I'm more of a drill instructor. Yeah, 702, you know who it is.
Yes, sir. What is going
now,
on, drill instructor?
Yeah, not a whole lot. Listen, I am listening to your program. I do have a lot to say. I will be dropping it on the hip-hop workshop. It is November 2nd, I take it. Yeah, I got it. Thank you. November 2nd,
yes,
correct?
Yes, indeed. Yes, you've got it.
Okay, well, that's where I'll drop that 2020 vision.
Woo!
Other than that, Yeah, you're good. I got it. Thank you so much. Yeah, you got to pardon me. I'm on the job right now.
I got you.
If you have anything for me, feel free to ask.
I'm going to ask you, what caused you to step up the way you have in 2019? Because you've always stepped up, but now it's like this whole 2020 vision and everything like that. When did it really get into the bloodstream of it's time and the time is now?
Well, the way I see it, it's not only just the year. I mean, but we all know that 2020 vision means that we have perfect eyesight. But a lot of us are walking around with either blinders on or blindfolds on or with impaired vision, period. So 2020 vision hopefully is an eye-opener. And just a little tidbit of news for you considering those numbers in that particular year. Now, we will be approaching what would be a third attempt at a successful Black Power era. We had our civil rights movement in the 1960s. 30 years from there, we had the pro-black and conscious hip-hop movement. So 30 years from 1990, sir, mathematically speaking, would be 2020. Am I correct?
Yes.
Well, there you have it. Number one, I will say this much. We will not have to focus on the 2020 census. That there would be like the actual icing on the cake. It will be the icing on the cake with a 2020 vision, and I will bring more as time goes on because, believe me, I'm always learning and I'm always observing. So I've got a lot to bring to the table with that.
I appreciate that. Thank you. We're looking for that appearance at November 2nd, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 211, from 1:45 to 6 p.m. at 1899. That's the main classroom building, Berkman Hall, and that's large room 136. You can enter from East 22nd and Euclid and or Chester. I'm looking forward to hearing and seeing this presentation.
Not a problem. Listen, I do have one more thing to say considering that particular number. See, because everything is not only red on the face value. They say not only look at something, but look into something. And I actually learned that from Public Enemy alumnus Professor Griff.
Right.
Now, the number's 211 in the LAPD is a signification of what they call an armed robbery. However, I'm not armed with any military or man-made artillery. The arms that I bring to the table are from Almighty God.
I mean, I appreciate that, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
Yes, sir.
All right, definitely feel free to hold a line. Man, I appreciate what is about to happen, Creator willing. Before I go and check in on that 216209, 216703, 216255, okay, let me calm myself down and say that the three things I'd like to talk about, because you say I never tell you anything. So anyway, you can Facebook, is SB3 the answer after the failure of issue one? That's this coming Wednesday at 6:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the South Euclid Lyndhurst Public Library. That's number one. Number two, you can Facebook, Circle the City with Love. That's Sunday at 1 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Cleveland Public Square. Number three, Facebook, Bizarre Ride to the Far Side. That's at Winchester Music Tavern at 12112 Madison Avenue, 44107, Sunday, October 20th. 2019, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to midnight. As a matter of fact, I just want to thank everybody who tuned in. Let me go and see what is happening right now because I want to keep people who've been waiting for too long. I see the 216209. They're probably asking me right now, hey, what's the Far Side? And no, they're not with the Young Money camp. 216209, how you doing out there?
I'm great, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey for all those who don't know.
Got you.
I want to start out with some more great news. You know, right now we're getting some more music played in New York right now at the moment, and it's
okay.
Dufunk Master Flex and stuff, getting a little bit of airtime, so that's a great thing just for them to go ahead and reach out. A few weeks ago, we had entered into a contest where, you know, over 300,000 people were just being judged for the music, and, you know, things would be given away for people within the top 10. And, of course, the top prize get $5,000 in recording time and all this, these other slew of things. But people in the top 10 still get things as well. So we came in seventh place out of 300,000. So right now we're starting to reap a little bit of rewards from behind it. And some of the people that and also some of the people are reaching out that heard, just hearing some of our music, are going over to YouTube and just checking out what we got going on as well too. So shout out to our new subscribers, and one or two of them are from New Zealand. So wow, you never know how that
got
out.
You
Man, it's, we do have some more videos coming up, so please be patient, because there's so much we're working on right now. So right now, if you want to check out some of what we got, you can just go to BLAQODESSYTV on YouTube. We also have music on datpiff.com, getrightmusic.com, SoundCloud, pretty much every major networking site out there as well.
Smart. I appreciate you for at least consistently working. And before I let you go, I'm going to ask you the difference between when you first started recording and putting music out and to where it is now. Can you tell us how you've been able to take advantage of quote unquote websites, the internet, and all of that?
Oh man, well, yikes. Well, back in the day when I first started recording, the internet was just basically an informational thing. You search, you go there to search for something, you know, or go there to get some sort of information. Now it's become a way of contact, a platform, a slew of things you can do along with the internet. You pretty much think of it, you can kind of like search it on the internet and we'll give you the answer. Back then, it was only kind of like a dictionary per se back then. So as the internet changed, our resources and way we do things changed. Back in the day, even when things were still going into the digital age, you still had people doing things analog because the fear of your product and everything crashing and you losing everything, you know, that was a big thing back in the day when we first started. So now how things have evolved, you know, it made this go from 6 degrees to separation to 4 degrees, I believe, or maybe even closer these days. So, it speaks volumes. It speaks volumes. Even
right.
The way we record now and handle things now and talk to people now. You even have Google Translate. I remember at one point you can meet somebody on the other side of the globe and they say, oh, I like your music, but you don't know what they're saying because they're completely saying it in their language.
Right,
and
right,
it was,
right, exactly.
Not many ways of translating it. So we have came a long way.
I appreciate you for at least giving me at least, you know, that particular answer. I figured you'd be the one to answer a question like that for the simple fact that you all had to deal with it a whole lot. And so it's just good to be able to talk to people who stayed in the game, stayed in the loop, and didn't stop. So I appreciate you very much for that. And may you definitely enjoy the rest of the show and the rest of the evening.
Oh, for sure. No, I just want to leave one thing on one note, you know, and I have to keep reminding myself, and I want to remind anybody that's doing any project or doing anything, remember, when you plant a seed, you can't expect it to grow the next day. You have to water it. You have to nurture it with sunlight and food and, you know, and then you expect it to grow throughout time. You can't expect the seed to grow the first day you plant it. That's my word of thought, my food for thought for anybody that's trying to do anything. I'm John from Black Odyssey. Thank you.
No problem. Definitely hold a line. I think we got a couple of surprises for some of the people. Man, he said a lot. Before I go and pick on the 216703 or the 216255, whoo, it has been an interesting time, because for those who weren't there last Tuesday, of course, there was a march and a rally on the outside of the county jail. They had a meeting inside with Armand Budish, Joseph Russo, and others who, if I'm not mistaken, Prosecutor Mike O'Malley, and several people got a chance to speak inside. There were a lot of Facebook Lives. You had excellent speakers like Don Bryant, another testimony from those who were behind bars. But outside, just think, you had almost 100 people at 8 a.m. for March before a 9:30 a.m. meeting. If you talk about dedication, I saw it. Now, Man in the Street got a chance to speak at that event, and alongside Gilda Malone, as well as another lady who represented Refuse Fascism. And, you know, I had to start off and give at least a 10-second acknowledgement to those 9 inmates who passed in the county jail during the past year. Thank you very much. And I only had 3 quick points to make, which was only about 2 minutes, as I had to talk about the fact that when it comes to the county jail, you have to look at the big picture of judges also. And the reason you have to look at them is because if you have Judge Daniel Gall, in August, there was somebody by the name of Justin Torres who was let off with 6 months of a 3-year sentence. Justin Torres repeatedly sexually molested an 11-year-old boy. But instead of holding this former Washington attorney with money accountable, he let him off, said he was accountable, but he said, I'm also a holistic judge. But now Sheila McFarland, who was indigent and was in front of Judge Gall, no witnesses against her, no proof, the judge really threw the book at her. We talked about that case. It's why it is up on appeal in front of the Ohio Supreme Court this year. I was there for that case. It's interesting when you look at the differences on how judges treat people. Number two, you look at Judge Tammy Kemp, Dallas. You know, she gave the former cop who murdered a man in his own house a hug and a Bible. Said it was because of her Christian beliefs. I got that. But to be fair, she should now, as a judge, hug and give a Bible to everybody who comes in her courtroom, from drug dealers to rapists, con men, indigent, everybody. How about Judge Nancy First, who allowed former warden Eric Ivey, which is why one of the reasons we were there, the warden who allowed 9 inmates to die under his watch, to skip out with a misdemeanor plea deal while 9 inmates again died under his watch. But then again, he turned off body cameras and other egregious acts that were done on his watch. But then again, this is the same judge who has held, I would say, people who she was seeing that were involved or charged in a crime, and held things against them and ignored their right to speedy trial, or the fact that the court cases weren't even docketed on her watch, and she still went to throw the book at them, including activists. So it's something to watch during these things, but I'm going to be fair and go to the 216703 number that is here, the 216703. For all I know, it might be the judge calling to tell me off. 216703, how are you doing out there? 703 going once. 703 going twice.
What's up, Al?
Hey, I'm doing good. What's on your mind, man?
Oh, shit, just made it back in and time enough to catch a little bit of part of your show. I'm just checking you out.
Hey, I appreciate that. Wait a minute. And you have programming on here as well, am I right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. So, again, can you tell the people who you are?
We'll be on Wednesday night. Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be on Wednesday night and possibly Thursday night. And, of course, you know, on the weekends we do Hood Tunes Radio, local music and everything else. So this your show.
Hey, ain't no problem. I appreciate the plug, though. We will be talking to you.
Okay, then.
No problem. Of course, that was Emax the Image. And before I go to the – okay, I've got three more phone calls to go to. So before I hit up the 216-255, 216-682, 216-513, oh, man, I'm enjoying this right now, so I might as well get some of this other stuff out of the way. And when I say out of the way, I would like to let people know if you choose to, you know, check out OPN Radio Mondays at 6 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Also, you could Facebook Champagne Bang or Facebook Kent and Angelica. Also, the website of blackonblackcleveland.com. That takes care of some of the other things that are happening. I'm going to go to the 216-255 because you've been on so patient. 216-255, how you doing out there?
Doing good. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day to you and to
all
of us.
Thank you. Likewise.
I think the Italians, Italian-Americans, can find a better Italian-American to honor on another day of the year. So we can, you know, we could do that. How about Frank Sinatra? Well, we could probably find somebody good. He was a good singer, but he was connected to the mob, I think. So we'll find one, you know.
Oh, right.
Anyway, I just wanted to hear about tonight, the City Hall, in case you were able to attend. I was not, and I appreciate people going out. For the 6-year-old that was killed by gunfire in this productive, as Mayor Frank Jackson says, economically productive city of Cleveland, but the violence doesn't stop. And he didn't even mention the violence in the city. He didn't even mention the violence in the city at his State of the City address. He did not mention it.
Yeah, you were in the front row along with Fathers Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter Cleveland, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Mad in the Street, and the Hug Lady. So continue on.
What he did mention that there is disparity and racism continuing. So I can appreciate that, and it's true. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the fact that he vocalized it, is what I'm saying. I don't appreciate that it occurs to this day due to redlining in this city and continued racism, but. He needs to dig in a little bit more into the, you know, the inner workings of how to create viable neighborhoods, economically sustainable neighborhoods, and not just the downtown. I would like to hear your thoughts on that as well. And if in case anything happened tonight at City Hall, if you could just let me know about that. And I appreciate it. I don't have too much going on this week, so I'm going to sit back and listen.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. To that request, the main thing that we did, one of those things was to talk about how to help out the family. That's one of the reasons why they were on the Art McCoy radio show and were all on the news for the past couple of nights. And the one reason why we went down there was because the GoFundMe for the 6-year-old family is Justice for Lyric Melody Lawson. That's JusticeForLyricMelodiLawson. The Cash App is $OMETRICE SELMON, that's $OMETRIC, Selman, SELMON. We were down there to make sure that we did our best to keep City Hall at least accountable. That was the only main reason that we went down there. By being down there, it caused us to at least acknowledge in part what was, I will say, stated, and it was to let people know that for those who might have missed or hadn't heard about that press conference, it was several people were down there. Genevieve Mitchell, so I would say Carl Stokes Brigade, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Fathers Lives Matter, among a few, Truth Ministries, the Power Women. It was, to me, a very, very major statement because, of course, it came through from the fact that they had to let people know that in light of the brutal murder of Lyric Lawson and the many slain children killed by gun violence, Black on Black Crime, Inc., the Iced Out Foundation, and city leaders went to address the continued slaughtering of innocent children in the greater city of Cleveland area. And since we can't speak at City Council, we just protested inside after doing the press conference inside, which I thought was very, very strong itself. And as the press conference said, the ICE Foundation officially steps down as a family advocate due to extenuating circumstances and imminent danger. So we just wanted to make sure that the family was held up in prayer. I guess the new point of contact goes to Alfred Porter Jr. at 216-804-7462, as well as Art McCoy, founder of Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Deidre Selman, she is the aunt and victim of crime, 216-239-8772. For me, that at least goes back to part of what Brother Don had just asked about. That's why we went down there. It was with heavy heart that we were down there, but it was something that definitely we knew had to be done, because if we didn't do it, it wouldn't have been, you know, handled and addressed in proper context. So, you know, I just want to thank everybody who at least realizes that a lot of what we do on our own spare time and everything like that, we do appreciate the prayer that comes from people and the people who can't make it out. Don't feel you can't do anything. You can always, if you hear something's going on, put it out. That's it. Just put it out and let people know what's happening so that we don't miss out on certain things. Before I go to the other people who have called in, which is very important, I'm going to get to you all. My question is, did Mayor Frank Jackson get too greedy and stay on one term too long as mayor? Did he listen too long to the base of downtown developers urging him to stay one more term? After all, he's been able to weather all minor and major storms, including 137 shots. What could stop him? The voters loved him. Corporate loved him. The media and press loved him. He was on cloud nine. Surely he could go down as the best mayor ever in Cleveland. Maybe, just maybe, if he would have only retired during his last term. Oh, but how things change fast. The media has finally turned on Mayor Frank G. Jackson. The onslaught of criticism is brutal and relentless, like our mayor has never seen before, causing him to retreat to social media and use the words of his Republican adversaries, fake news. Oh, I know I'm going to get in trouble for that one, but I'm getting off of my 20-foot soapbox and going to the 216-682, the 216-682. How you doing out there?
I'm doing good, Joe Jones, Father's Eyes Matter. I was there at City Hall tonight. I was also there for the city, you know, when he addressed the State of the City. And Brother Don Bryant was right, absolutely accurate. I was in the front row. Frank Jackson talked about money. He talked about economics. He did not talk about violence. He did not talk about all the children being slaughtered in the city of Cleveland. He didn't even acknowledge it except to protect his own family, by the way, that's been accused of murders and drug dealing and having handguns on him. The thing about this mayor is plain out and simple. He has to go. He did, in fact, take money over human life. He did, in fact, sell out his own people. He did, in fact, ignore time and time and time again of children being slaughtered all across Cleveland, Ohio. A child by the name of Elena DeFries was slaughtered. Crime so horrific, I can't even repeat what was done to that child. And yet we still have abandoned homes all across Cleveland. He does not even raise an eyebrow about it, does not even acknowledge it. This mayor is nowhere to be found. I mean, a good mayor should be walking to these families, giving them a hug and apologizing and offering some sympathy, you know, to the families and tell them, you know, I'm getting my officers on it. He should be personally going to these murder scenes and finding out what's going on. He should be sending his officers into these neighborhoods and having them talk to the community to try to figure out how to stop it. Why is it happening? Where do we start? He hasn't done any of that. As a matter of fact, I've done several interviews with several officers who's told me their own mayor that they work for has handcuffs on his own cops. And what I mean by that is these officers are ordered, do not chase, do not pursue. When someone carjacks, you let them go. You do not go after them. These criminals out here, they know this. The word's out on the street. We can go carjack, rob, rape, kidnap kids, do drive-bys and kill six-year-olds, and all you got to do is stomp on that gas a little bit, and the police will stop chasing you. The only way to fix this city is Mayor Frank Jackson has to go. He has to walk out, have an emergency meeting, get a new mayor in there. If not, we're going to be right back here again. I'll guarantee it. I'll give you my whole paycheck if I'm wrong. Within the next 30 to 60 days, I'll guarantee you we're going to have more loss of life because these criminals are allowed to do what they want to do. They know there's not going to be any repercussions.
Thank you.
We have a guy in California. We have a guy in California right now who actually has stepped up to the plate against CCFS. All across the United States of America, this man's child was kidnapped. He's taken on the whole thing from California, which I am going to be traveling to California eventually to meet up with him. He's holding DCFS accountable. They took a false report, a forged letter. Now this child's kidnapped by the other parent. Police are involved in everything. They don't know where this man's child is. This is the type of stuff that we deal with in the city of Cleveland and all across the United States because we have corruption all across our government.
How can we reach you and work with you?
Father's Eyes Matter. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Phone number is 216-682-8341. Phone never shuts off. And we help out with everything from domestic violence all the way down to child abuse. And we're here for everybody, men, women, children, everybody.
Thank you so much. Please hold a line. I'm sure we'll have something for you in light of some of the stuff you're talking about. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is what we're going to do. I'm going to at least, before I go to the 216-513 and the 216-339, see, I know what'll happen. People say, you don't never give us any other information on anything, and then the next thing I know, I get blamed for not giving anybody advice. So my thing is, I do know that there are certain things that are coming up, and I'm very thankful that at least people have taken the time to tune in at least find out more about what's happening. And so with that being said, if I look at things, I do believe that tomorrow, that is tomorrow evening from, if I'm not mistaken, I believe 6 to 8:30 p.m., that might be 6 to 8:30 p.m., that would be October the 15th, 2019. It's something by the name of the Man Talk Empowerment Forum with moderator Audrey M. Wiggins, moderator Jay Price, moderator Logan Bryant, and that is 3rd District Police Department, 4501 Chester Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, Cuyahoga County Judge Brendan J. Sheehan, Lynn Hampton of the Cleveland Police, Al Grimes, director of the Cuyahoga County Fatherhood Initiative, Paul Hill, Peter Lawson Jones, actor and former Cuyahoga County Commissioner, Tokyo Morgan, entrepreneur, They'll be talking about the issues men face, such as domestic violence, false accusations, false imprisonment, child support abuse, and much more. 216-240-0135. Light refreshments reserved. DJ Tech Wrecker, and I believe Twan Billings definitely involved on that one. As I go back to the Blog Talk Radio phone lines and say I thank all the people who take the time to tune in, because this is a program that the creator allowed to be able to hear from people in the community on things that are going on and what is happening. So if it wasn't for that fact, I can tell you right now, we would not be where we are right now. 216-513. That's 216-513. You've been so patient. How you doing?
How you doing, Al Porter?
I'm doing good. What about you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. Let me give you an update what's going on in Washington, D.C., okay?
Okay.
A 15-year-old girl got murdered. Get killed by someone of her. The people was bullying her, and the 15-year-old boy stabbed her 27 times. It was in the news in the District of Columbia, okay? Let me give you what's going on with a great senator, one to be called senator, Kenny Yuko office, okay?
Okay.
So I called Kenny Yuko office. I said, I voted for you. I left Ohio. And his staff do not want to return people's phone call. I called him again and left a message. And you know I have not got one return call from Kenny Yuko office or Ken Smith office. So we have a problem with the people who we are elected, that they don't return the citizen call.
So what's the next step?
I will be coming to Cleveland in November, okay?
Okay.
So, because I have some questions against RTA, County Executive, don't need to return on my phone call. His assistant, you leave a message with her, she don't return your call to about 4 or 5 months later. Okay?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So, his assistant, the county executive, Ernest Brutus, you call his office. His assistant, they said, get transferred to his assistant. She do not return your call to 4 or 5 months later when they feel like it. So when they are elected by ICAS dollars, now we got to hold these people who want to call ICAS officials who being paid by taxpayers' money. So now we got to hold them accountable. And that's what I'm going to do, because you know I'm the president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf. So that's one thing I am going to be. So I come to Cleveland on November 1st. I'll be there for the whole month of November. And you know my book is going to come out too.
Okay.
Why? The name of my book will be called "Why Do Cleveland Police Be Up People Who Are Deaf, Who Have a Disability, Drug Like a Slave." So, just like I told my friend yesterday, there's not nothing new, this has been going over 200 years. So,
that's
my report.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you. May you have an excellent remainder of this evening. If anybody wants to call you, how can they do it? How can they email you? What could they do?
My phone number is 216-513-2704. My email is rdancy82@gmail.com.
Thank you so much. Feel free to hold a line. And thank you for the report, brother.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know something? I've kept this other person on for too long, and then they came back and had to say, hey, I think I want to speak. So the 216-339. How you doing?
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm tired, but I'm cool. This is Sister Alonda calling in. And I just want to first off to say thank you so much for all that you do, for being tireless and just always hitting the pavement, always being there for soul, for the masses, you know. This activism and, you know, reporting and all these things that you do is a really thankless job. And it is so much to be given to someone who is just as selfless as you are. I just wish that God would just continue to favor and keep you and provide us with the resources that we need to continue on with our daily work and being able to wrap our love around families who are touched by tragedy as well as before tragedy occurs. So, you know, with that being said, I thank you so much, Brother Art McCoy, Joe Jones, Black Fathers Lives Matter, and everyone who has participated in seeking some type of justice, who has shared some type of loving word of prayer for our babies. You know, Lyric Lawson, our 6-year-old beautiful little princess who tragically succumbed to gun violence while sleeping in her what should have been her safe haven, right there in her own home.
Right.
And you know, we had 600 people show up last Monday, and it was a wonderful thing. Everybody was all fired up and wanted to raise about $1,000 for the family then. They still have a GoFundMe up. You know, these girls are pretty much running for their lives. They're scared. Every time somebody speaks and says to say something, to do something, they are always getting death threats. You know, so it is very dangerous. On top of, you know, selfless and what we do, you know, and working with individuals who are going through some of the most tumultuous times in their lives, you know. So with that being said, I want to just thank everybody who came out tonight at City Hall in the Rotunda, Brother Art McCoy, XP, Society, Dantes Taylor, you know, and just so many people, you know, the Hayes family, believe it was the Diamond Dynasty, the women's group, the Motorcycle Club, if I'm not mistaken.
Black Stallions. You got it.
And it's, you know, it's the usual guilty culprits who are out here on the front line risking our lives every time something like this jumps off, you know, and we get all fired up, and then all of a sudden, you know, a week later, smoke dies down, and you know, everybody's back to same old, same old. You know, and then we have another young lady across the country who got shot and killed by the police while peeping out her window. And here's what I get pissed off about is we get all fired up when the police kill us, but where is the outrage when we kill ourselves, when we're the ones shooting each other? And when does Black Lives Matter to black people? And that's where I'm getting really pissed and fed up. Because it has to end. If you don't respect yourself, how can we ever expect anybody else to respect us as a people? And that's where I get off the bandwagon. Because if somebody, a police or somebody from a different race comes and kills in our neighborhood, then we are outraged. But when Pookie and them shooting everybody up and shooting up the house and killing the baby, we cool. So I want to challenge everyone to continue to support, to continue to share these positive engagements that you put on. You know, I put on. So many people are doing so many beautiful things in the city and across the country. We need to support each other and give people a light on what they're doing so prayerfully the masses can start having an alternative and we'll start choosing that alternative next to the gang banging and the smoking and the drinking and, you know, things that don't have anything to do with productivity and the advancement of us as a people, period. So I'm just kind of lightweight over it. I'm going to go back to my daily task. Yes, I am the founder of the ICE Foundation as well as ICE Style Productions. And I did step down as being a family advocate because it's just too much going on. It's too much danger. And I can't sink my ship to save anyone else, because if I fall, the whole movement that I'm doing is going to fall as well. So, you know, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that people don't know about. But at the end of the day, it's like if we lock arms and join forces, there's nothing that we can't do. We can't do anything solo dolo. But together we are a mighty force. And I thank everyone who has said a prayer, who has donated a dollar, who have done anything for the advancement of us as a people. And you know, just God bless us all, because we are in such dire times. And it's something else when you got to bury a 6-year-old baby and the mama's still getting death threats. It's crazy.
You're right. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate you. Please hold the line, because I think I'm going to send something out to you. Definitely. Appreciate you. No problem. As a matter of fact, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to send this next thing out to everybody involved who's on the phone line. This is something that was definitely done, extremely recent. When you hear it, it's going to at least cause you to say, oh, wow, this is. It was done by Emacs the Image, who produced it. He sang on this particular track. There's a message. I don't even know if there'll be a video done of this one or not. I'd like to think so, but hopefully somebody else will say, you know something, maybe that's what you should do. So I'm going to let your ears be the ones. A lot of you all can contact me by text or anything else and just say, hey, on that Alfred Porter Jr. period Facebook page, or message me, or even on Twitter and tell me, am I thinking in the right direction? Or I might not be. But there is a message to this one. Just trust me. It is. Bit of what we plan on working with. But before I do anything else, I would just like to thank everybody who tuned in. I believe that particular message that I'd given out with my thoughts on everything, that was like when it comes to, I will say, being there for the young ladies and everything else, and the mayor, that was like a 20-foot step ladder for that soapbox. The mayor's address, that was a 16-foot ladder for that soapbox. The jail itself, that was about, I'll say, an 18-foot ladder for that soapbox. I appreciate everybody tuned in, as usual. There are a lot of things going on. My phone callers make the show go round. I appreciate you all. Thank you so much. Stay blessed.